Carrying on with this theme is Asher Sheikel Yaakov Ezra Sibel Hashem Alekav. Praiseworthy is one whose help is Jacob's God, whose hope is in Hashem his God. So says Rashi, what was unique about Yaakov? Yaakov gets a bracha. Ushmarticha, hina anechi imach, I'm going to be with you. And behold, I will be with you. Ushmarticha. And I will guard you. Vashi v'sicha, I'll bring you back. So Yaakov Avinu gets a special bracha of divine protection. V'tzonak ha-kohen of Lublin, Rishisi Laila, says, it's not just Yaakov Avinu who gets this. Hina anechi imach, ushmarticha, b'chol asher telech. Was not just a temporary or a one-time promise to Hashem, from Hashem to Yaakov. Really, it was a promise forevermore that anyone who identifies, who is called after Yaakov, Yisrael, anyone that really is part of the Jewish people, who called Al Shem Yisrael Saba, that identifies with Yaakov Avinu, not just has the name, but really identifies. If you identify with Yaakov Avinu, your etzem ma'atzem v'asem ibsara, you're one with him. Then, says Reb Tzadok, Shorish Nefesh Yaakov Avinu Alav Hashalom, the source of the neshama of Yaakov Avinu includes every single Jew in every single generation. And we're all descended from Yaakov Avinu, and we're all called B'nai Yisrael. And therefore, to the extent to which we identify with Yaakov Avinu, we're bound up in his soul. And if so, then Hashem includes us in the bracha of Yaakov Avinu as well. Ushmarticha b'cholat sheteilech v'ashivesicha. V'ashivesicha, and I'll return you, is the hirhurei tshuva that a Jew has. Those thoughts that come from the depths of their heart to do tshuva. And sometimes Hashem puts us in situations which move us to tshuva. And when Hashem puts us in those situations, He also helps us. He assists us. And if a person opens that little space in their heart, then Hashem widens it into something very, very beautiful. So Asher Sheikel Yaakov Ezra means that if we walk in the path of Yaakov Avinu, then we'll also experience Hashem's Hashkacha on a spiritual level and on a physical level. And if we're inspired to do teshuva, and we make that step, then Hashem will help us. Maybe this is Pshat in the Pasuk, Ashrei, Sheikel Yaakov Ezra, so fortunate, praiseworthy, someone that always remembers that the God of Yaakov is there to help them. Remember that we ourselves, what do we have already? You know, we're powerless. Let's see what Ekev means. We're on the back foot. But Sivu'el Hashem Alekav, if we place our hope in Hashem, then we're praiseworthy, then we're fortunate. That every thought of bitachon in Hashem is a self-fulfilling prophecy. Then we can invoke this promise to Yaakov Avinu. Because we felt deeply, Asher Sheikel Yaakov Ezra, identifying with Yaakov Avinu, identifying with the national destiny of the Jewish people, then we have the ability to tap into Yaakov's promise, the promise made to Yaakov. It's up to us. And if we can connect, then we can tap into something so much greater, something so much more powerful that really spans time and space.